Now, remember, I've only arrived here a few hours ago, but I've spoken maybe to about 40 or 50 people, and they are so angry, and it's a them and us mentality. And they're talking about the corruption of the politicians. They're talking about how the politicians earn six and sevenfold what they earn. Have a listen to two gentlemen who I met here very, very late last night. One's a professor of market economics. He's called John Mandikas. And there was a freelance journalist as well. I'll not even pretend to get his surname right. He was called Geras Papalakakis. And I asked them both if they thought this prime minister was going to last beyond the next 24 hours.
He might last just about the next 24 hours. I think the vote of confidence, he might just about scrape through on account of fear on the MPs of kicking him out.
Fear of what? Fear of what could happen to the country, or fear
no,
for
fear
themselves?
Fear of losing them seats.
So do they actually care about the country?
If you ask, I believe if you ask 90% of people, they'll tell you nobody cares about this country that lives in that building. People do not trust politicians in Greece anymore, primarily because they have lined their pockets so richly over the years, and they are immune from prosecution. As you know, we have this unique law that after two terms, you cannot be prosecuted for a variety of crime.
And, Jared, let's just talk about the implication of what's happening here tomorrow. So if he does lose that vote of confidence, a snap election will be called, right?
Yes. I think the problem is if we do go to snap election, you're going to have a period of time leading up to that election, and then you're going to have a period of time, I'm guessing, no shorter than 2 months, where there's going to be an absolute void of power until the new government, whatever this new government is or whatever shape it will have, whether it's going to be a coalition of parties or if it's going to be one party, who knows.
Could they not form an emergency government?
Well, that's the idea. Yeah, I mean, that's what both Papandreou and Samaras have hinted at, but both of them have completely different views. It's almost like sending two people at a multiplex and then asking them how the film was. They've both probably seen a different film.
You see, the people who brought this country to its knees are the same people who are asking, who might be asking the Greek public to go vote again. So there is no point in voting whatsoever. It will be exactly the same people.
Does anyone know whether the Greek politicians will have to accept a pay cut just like the rest of the country?
It has been suggested by one MP about 5 months ago, and it was unanimously rejected.
If he loses that vote of confidence, and that window, there cannot be an election for at least 28 days, so there's a window before there's an election. And let's say it does take, Jared, 2 or 3 months to get this together. Where's the money coming from? How are the pensions being paid? How are the public sector workers getting their money? What happens? They need this bailout money.
They do indeed. The country needs the money desperately. That's why I think he will not be losing the vote. If he does, the country will be bankrupt in the interim period. And this is the problem. I, from what they reported, could not pay the pensions and the salaries from the public sector. So the money has to come from somewhere.
And if the money doesn't, then you have very angry people, very desperate people, and the cracks that I can see in the pavement standing in front of me here, there'll be a lot more.
Well, we've had demonstrations and riots for, I think, much lesser problems in the past, so God knows what's going to happen if push comes to shove and it eventually leads to a modern-day doomsday scenario for Greece. God knows. God knows. I mean, I don't even want to think about it. There's going to be riots, obviously, and I think that everyone involved in what is called the Greek Parliament have had a pretty easy ride all these years, and they're still getting an easy ride. And I think that it's very close to a time where if push is coming to shove, someone's going to take a very, very extreme reaction to these people.
What does that mean?
Well, we've had terrorist attacks and, you know, inbound or internal terrorists in the past. I can't see a reason why this won't happen again. It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. People, you know, cannot take it anymore, and it's going to lead to something that's going to be a lot more big and a lot more violent than people actually think or expect at the moment.